You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back, everybody. Second half of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. First half, of course, filled with a lot of conversation from you. We're not going to get off course with that. We certainly want to get into your thoughts on Mike Pettine's decision to stay with Brian Hoyer as the Cleveland Browns starting quarterback. Matt Wilhelms here. I'm Michael Regei. Let's right now go immediately to Mike Pettine as he addressed the media about 12:45 today with the decision that began, of course, with retaining the services of his starting quarterback. Here's Pettine.
As I said a couple days ago, that we weren't going to make this decision any more difficult than it needed to be because it was always going to be about football. We weren't going to do anything rash after the game when things are much more emotional and there's a tendency to knee-jerk some decisions. So I wanted to be thorough with it, process all the information, all the circumstances, take into account, and make the decision that was going to be best for the Cleveland Browns. And obviously after weighing all of it, talking to the staff and people that I trust very deeply, we felt starting Brian gives us the best opportunity to win on Sunday against the Colts. In the Colts, very tough opponent this week. Offensively, lead the league in points, lead the league in yards. Andrew Luck is a premier quarterback in this league. Multiple weapons cause a lot of problems. A lot of quality players on the defensive side of the ball, and a ton of respect for Chuck Pagano, having worked with him in Baltimore, knowing what he brings to the table from a schematic standpoint and just an overall how hard those guys play on defense. I know a lot of that comes from Chuck and his staff, so we're certainly expecting their best effort there as well. Special teams, they're among the leaders in the league. They have the best battery of kickers in McAfee and Vinatieri. So it's a huge challenge for our guys on special teams as well. I'll go ahead and open it up.
Mike, was there one major check on Brian's side of the ledger that kind of swung in his favor?
The fact that he'd been in there, that he was a part of our success. And it wasn't perfect, and he's made his share of mistakes. But he's gotten the lion's share of the reps in practice and virtually all of them in games and has us in the thick of a playoff hunt. And that to me, was probably the biggest determining factor.
Leash any shorter for Brian in this game? He lasted to the fourth quarter last game.
No, that's tough because you don't want to dwell or get into hypothetical negative situations. I mean, the reason he's named the starter is we're confident he can go out there and lead us to a win. And then those decisions will present themselves if need be. But I'm not going to sit and put any more pressure on the situation as it is, saying, hey, if things don't go well, that we'll make a move. I mean, he's our starter going in this game, and we feel it gives us the best chance to win.
How did you present them each individually, or were they together, and how did they take it?
No, I met with both of them, with each of them individually, and they both took it, I think, as you would expect.
How much of the decision was based on whether or not Johnny was ready to handle all the nuances of the offense? You said he's gotten better in the last 3 months, but just to handle the whole package.
He has, but I just think the fact that he hasn't had the lion's share of practice reps and game reps, and just given where we are and the times of the season where we've shown how effective we can be offensively, you almost look at it as a risk-reward situation. There's a lot of unknown there, and that we know that we've been very effective offensively at times, we're hopeful that we can get back to those times when we were efficient and moving the ball and eating up the clock and scoring points. But that doesn't fall just on the quarterback, and I think it's a challenge, and I threw it out to the team today that we need to play better across the board, especially offensively, in order for us to get to where we want to be.
Was the staff split on the decision?
Had lively discussions with the staff, but at the end of the day, we all agreed that it was the direction to go.
Mike, you said on Monday that you didn't want to paint yourself into any corner, that this might
might become a week-to-week thing. Now that you've made this decision, does this remain a week-to-week thing?
I think we're always week to week in this business. Circumstances can change very quickly. I did not go into the Buffalo game or any game up to this thinking, hey, if we're having a bad day, that we'll go ahead and make a switch. But that can happen in any position. I'd said before we're going to have more patience at the quarterback spot. But it's something that I just think occurs in game. It's a gut thing. Hey, whether it just felt out of sync or just needed a – you know, as a coach, you use everything in your toolbox to try to get it done. And then at the end of the day, you let everything settle and hit the reset button. Where are we for this week? And that's where we are.
Why do you believe Brian will be able to snap out of kind of a three-game slump here?
Confidence in his preparation. I think confidence in knowing that we're going to get the guys around him playing better and we're going to get Brian playing better, that he knows there's some things that he needs to work on, that I think he's shown the ability to bounce back from things that have happened negatively in the past. You just look at just internally within the Atlanta game that we had some bad thing in the midst of an outstanding offensive performance. I think it was our highest yardage output of the year, but made the mistakes that he made, but was able to bounce back. And we're confident that he'll be able to do that this week.
When we look at the rest of the offense, as you've referred to, what do you think the problem is with it?
Well, I think it's around the, just when you go around, I think it's little things at all the positions. Just whether it's wide receivers not being on the same page, you know, that we knew that there was some risk reward with Josh as far as you know, running routes and being in the right spot. You know, the running backs with having some ball security issues and some things with assignments, and there's no position that's immune to it. We all know that we need to elevate our level of play in order to be successful. You can't just sit back and we're not a quarterback-centric offense where it can all be on the quarterback and however he plays, we play. It's this football is the ultimate team sport, and this is a perfect example of it.
Have you made a decision on running back playing time in this game that you might share with us?
Not yet. I think we're going to hold Crowell. He's either going to be limited or out today. That he's dealing with an injury. We'll go ahead and assess that as the week goes on. His health will be a part of that. We're hopeful that he'll be able to ramp it back up and be good to go on Sunday. And we're going to challenge Terrence that he's got to go out and have his best week of practice and be ready to perform it at a high level for us. We're very curious to see where Glenn Winston is, that he's done a nice job for us on special teams, but looking for him to step up and perhaps, if needed, take on a role. And then Sign and Drawn is a guy who has some familiarity with the system, but we just don't know where he is and see how quickly we can get him up to speed. And then we'll make a decision at the end of the week whether we'll have all four up or three of the four.
Was it part of the debate in deciding between Hoyer and Manziel? Somebody taking the Manziel side and saying, hey, look, we need to gamble. We don't know, but we need to gamble to make something happen to keep that spark going to the playoff race.
Well, to me, that was the thought in game. But I think when you sit down and look at it and weigh all the circumstances, he did provide that. But that was also against a team that had a significant lead that probably wasn't calling that many defenses. They were more bend but don't break at that point. And then there was a little bit of the surprise factor as well that they hadn't game planned for him or prepared for him. But I think when we were able to sit down in as I've said, a less emotional state and just kind of weigh it all. I mean, it was close and it was difficult because of how he played. But still, we arrived at the decision to continue with Brian.
Trent Green said that Manziel was playing against the subbed out, whether it was rotation or whether they thought they were far enough ahead to stay ahead. Was it against their B personnel?
No, I mean, they had rotated their personnel, but I don't think they had just made wholesale substitutions. I mean, Buffalo is deep defensively and had rolled guys, especially in the internal pass rushers, throughout the game. So I wouldn't say it was across the board. It's very difficult in the NFL to be completely subbed out just because of the numbers you have up.
Sorry, Mike. Is Williams in for that?
I don't recall whether he was in for that complete series. Williams, there's like six Williams on that team. So Mario. I'm not sure because they roll those guys a good amount.
Greater likelihood of seeing a Johnny package this week than in the past 8 weeks?
It's something we keep alive, and I think it would be fair to say that that's something that was that became more of a discussion in the last 2 days. To have that there and available, if it calls for it in game.
Mike, what can you tell us about Miles Austin? That sounds kind of concerning to hear about still in the hospital with that kind of injury.
It is, but I do think it's very precautionary. I don't think you could term this at this point something that's serious or critical. But I just think it's them being very precautionary with him going to travel. His wife had gone to the game and is there with him. And I know I spoke to him yesterday, and a lot of the guys have reached out. He's obviously bummed, but in as good a spirits as he could be. And it is very unfortunate because he was a guy that really embodies what we're trying to build here. We talk about play like a Brown and guys handle themselves on and off the field and how they interact with teammates and with the staff and just their level of play and how they approach the game, just everything A to Z. And we couldn't have asked a guy to come in and be a better example for our young players while at the same time being a very productive member of our receiving corps as well. So obviously our thoughts and prayers go out to him. But we're hopeful that he should be back in Cleveland tomorrow. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Update on Gary Barnage's report out there that he broke his rib Sunday.
Yeah, I won't confirm that, but I do know he has a rib injury. And at this point, I would list him as day to day.
Does Taylor Gabriel step up, or is it just you guys aren't sure what you're going to do with the reps that? Obviously
yeah, out. I mean, that, to me, the rest of that group, and we haven't made the decision yet on how many receivers we'll have up. Chance will get Marlon back this week, which could eat up some of the reps. We also have Rodney Smith, who we feel good about with the repetitions he's taken in practice to step up and fill a void if necessary.
Could you give a timetable on when this decision was arrived at? Was it yesterday afternoon, yesterday night, this morning?
Probably closer to yesterday morning.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Mike, I know you're going to have more to worry about the fan reaction, but I think it's fair to say that Don Pat is pretty divided on this. Do you worry about that at all, though, in terms of, you know, Brian maybe not getting feeling as comfortable maybe at home as you'd like him to?
No, I think the dog pound is happiest when we're winning, and that, therefore, we it's what this business is all about. I think there'll be opinions will be very divided on this, regardless of what had happened. So, again, that's why the decision was made purely on football and didn't really take into account what the reaction would be.
Can you rule out any of those guys that aren't practicing today, Dansby's or Cameron?
Dansby's getting closer. We don't know that he's looked good. I think he'll do some work today. Gip, we can rule Gip out. Marlon, I already mentioned, reasonable chance he can go. Jordan's going to practice. We'll see where he is, whether he's limited or where we give him a full workload. I'll have to get with Joe Sheehan on that one. Miles and Gary are obviously out. Jabal will practice. I'm just not sure how much, or today might be a rest day. Again, I'll have to get that report before I go out on the field.
Did Jordan have a setback Friday to prevented him from traveling and playing?
No, we held him home. I don't know. I don't know exactly when his last symptom was, but in speaking to him today, I think he feels good, and we'll see how he is on the practice field, and it's still truly a day-to-day situation.
We asked you about this before, but
why did his team never take a look at Josh Cribbs as a punt or a kick returner?
Again, that's you can't win with players you don't have, and we just felt from a roster standpoint where we were with the receiving core, and it's hard to bring in a guy who's just a specialist. And I know Ray and his group are evaluating all the circumstances involved with their particular player when they make a decision as to whether they bring him in or not. Staff-wise, they'll bounce names off us, and we'll bring guys in to potentially try out and sign. But it just was something where I don't think we ever felt comfortable taking everything into account to bring him in.
I'm
Rather more, and I mean, what is he doesn't do much besides three kicks for you, does he? Or Ronnie Smith hasn't done.
Yeah, he's a core team. Well, it's been difficult. Rodney Smith's been on the roster. He hasn't been active for that many games. I mean, getting a guy on the 53 is one thing. A lot of times, it's a lot more difficult to get that player up to the 46.
How much of a factor was Manziel's instincts and playmaking, just some of his strengths in the conversation, knowing that he might not have all the nuances down yet?
Yeah, it's certainly part of it. And as I said, that it was made difficult because of what he did when he was in there. I mean, it was good and bad. The fumble was regrettable, but the drive before, you know, we saw flashes of what he's capable of.
Do you think the quarterback decision went over well in the locker room?
Hopeful that it did, but it's I had said on Monday that I wasn't going to search out some of the players, but did get a chance to speak to some of them, That it was a similar theme, and it was more positives about Brian than anything else. And I just think, from a continuity standpoint, and given where we are, that kind of, you know, drove it to the deciding factor.
Last one.
You know how things can be portrayed, especially with Manziel. He went to the Cavs game last night. Was he in the building yesterday? Was he looking at film? Do you carry with the Cavs?
I'm not sure. I get bunkered in with the defensive staff for a good part of the day with the game plan. Spend some time, a little bit of time with the offensive guys, but I don't really find out who's in, who's not, or who's attending the Cavs game. Do I care that he went? Well, that's his free time. Like I said, we're not going to micromanage our guys outside of the building.
All right, that's Mike Pettine. It began at 12:45, and we wanted to bring you that in just about its entirety. Michael Regei, Matt Wilhelm. Matt, a couple of things before we get to break. We have Adam Kaplan coming up from ESPN at the bottom of the hour. A couple of things stood out to me there. I think Mike Pettine took the emotion of Sunday night and Monday when he was a head coach and was unhappy that his football team did not perform well in the loss to Buffalo. I think he took some of that raw emotion out of it, gathered and calmed himself and his staff when making this decision. And I do believe, Matt, that the entire spectrum, focus, scope of the whole offense, not just the quarterback position, came into heavy play as to why he made this decision.
I do too. And I think, again, yes, this is Coach Pettine's decision. But as you said, once the dust settled after what some people might call an embarrassing loss in what was a return for him back to Buffalo against his former football team, that he got to hear perspectives from others in this building, Kyle Shanahan, those offensive coaches, Darryl Loggins, as well as Ray Farmer, and how they evaluate not only the 53 roster, but position by position on what puts this football team, T-E-A-M, not one position, team, in to keep them in a conversation and give them their best opportunity to be back at home at First Energy Stadium versus the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, and we want to get into all of that with you. Again, it's a hashtag Mailbag Wednesday right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You can tweet at the show at Browns_Daily, at MattWilhelm57, at Nathan Segura, and at Michael Regei. Let's do that. Want to hear from you. Adam Kaplan coming up at the bottom of the hour. Got a lot to sink our thoughts into. That's why we're here for you. It's all coming up straight ahead as Cleveland Browns Daily rolls on out of the Dog Bowl in Berea. Coming right back.